escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
6-7 The Fan. JP had a chance to sit down with Warren Sharp and talk all things Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels, and all types of topics like that. Let's take a listen.
Very exciting to get to talk to Warren Sharp, head of Sharp Football Analysis. I mean, you have a long resume, dude. I don't know where I'm supposed to start between the actual on-field stuff, the betting stuff, the fantasy stuff. I mean, all the private stuff you do for teams that maybe not everybody knows about. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. You know, once the research is done and the book is written, then I love talking about different teams with fan bases like you guys have there in DC. And you guys have one of the most exciting seasons that we've had last year. And it's definitely exciting off season, I'm sure, for you guys in the DC area, and looking forward to the 2025 season. So happy to talk about it with you.
Yeah, let's do it. And the new 2025 NFL preview book is out. We'll get to that. I follow you on social. Lots of people do. You're bullish on Jaden Daniels, and I personally think there's every reason to be. I see the work he puts in, and I think that makes the biggest difference. What are some of the reasons you think Jaden will continue to show what he did as a rookie?
It's going to be hard in some certain situations, like fourth downs, which I'm sure we'll get to. But I think the sky's the limit for him, mainly because there's such a raw, untapped potential there still, in my opinion. But he's in the perfect offense for him to explore additional talents that we haven't seen yet, to show us what he's fully capable of. We're very lucky, all NFL fans are, that Cliff Kingsbury stayed in Washington, D.C. and gets to work with Jaden for another season. The longer they can continue that relationship, the more that maybe they need to give Cliff a raise and just whatever they need to do to keep him in town, to keep that consistency going. We see far too many quarterbacks like our friends, well, not your friends, but Jalen Hurts just north of you in Philly there. Every single year, it's a new offensive coordinator, new system, right. New language. And so with Jaden, you don't have to work with that. But the fact that he puts all that work behind the scenes in, as you mentioned, you see him because you covered the team and you're out there regularly and you're seeing what he's doing in terms of when he's getting there, when he's leaving and everything else. But for the rest of the fans, just the VR work that he puts in, that's an edge that not enough quarterbacks are exploring. And I think that that's helping him. And just the way that he's willing to learn. If we just get another season where he's not dealing with injuries, you know, fingers crossed, I think we're going to see just another level reached, like another level unlocked, so to speak, if you're a gamer out there, like to get to something new that we haven't seen yet before, because now you've got Deebo Samuel involved and you got a new left tackle involved. And I think they're doing the right things to just help keep his protection there. And it's going to be exciting to see what he can do in 2025.
So you mentioned Deebo. I think I may have reached out to you. At one point this summer, you were talking about Deebo's ability after the catch. Like his yak is the term, yards after the catch, and then yards after the catch after contact. He's a monster. What do you think Deebo brings to this offense?
Well, he's very atypical from most wide receivers. Most wide receivers, their route tree is a little bit deeper down the field. And when you're catching the ball further downfield, you don't have as much opportunity to get as much yak. You're getting it mostly before the catch. Deebo was used in a very different way with Kyle Shanahan. If you remember when Deebo was first getting involved, there's a lot of run plays that were designed for Deebo Samuel. And then when CMC went down, it was like they were utilizing Deebo a little bit at times. And when Deebo was really coming into his own in the NFL, that was before the Niners even had CMC. And so they were getting him involved on the ground. But one of the things they do with him in the air is a lot of passes close to the line of scrimmage, setting up downfield blocking for him, sometimes getting some offensive linemen out in front of him to open up some holes after he catches the football, and using him in very unique ways. And if he were to leave San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan's office to go somewhere else, obviously Mike McDaniel, I think he would work really well down in Miami with that offense. But Cliff Kingsbury's offense is one of those that I think he would just flourish in. And I think he's got the opportunity to. Whereas if he went to another team, another offense, and were trying to have the similar amount of success, he just wouldn't have it. I want to say this. The tweet was, for four consecutive years, Deebo Samuel has led the NFL in yards after the catch among wide receivers every single one of those seasons, which is obviously remarkable. He continues to age, but he's continuing to lead the NFL in yards after catch. So I think the way that they're going to utilize him here in D.C. is going to still provide a lot of that upside. You're not going to ask him to do things that he wasn't doing in San Francisco, that things that he was winning on in San Francisco that he's good at doing. You're going to just bring that over here, hopefully, and allow him to repeat that. So I think it's a good fit. All those passes that get targeted to Deebo then, most of them are going to be close to the line of scrimmage. What does that mean? One, gets the ball out of Jaden Daniels' hands quickly to avoid getting hit. And two, allows Deebo to get those yards after the catch. So I think those things are really going to help out Jaden in year two.
Yeah, I mean, Cliff's system has so many screens and so much like short little horizontal crossing stuff that I think Deebo will really thrive. What do you make of the age, San Fran wanting to get rid of him? Like what's the opposite side of the coin for Deebo? If I think you and I both seem to be pretty optimistic it's going to work here. Like what level of validity do you give to kind of some of the criticisms?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's not a spring chicken anymore. There's some nicks and some injuries that come with that. And it does slow you down a touch. You know, when you're as physical as a receiver as Deebo Samuel is in terms of after the contact and getting hit, when you're catching the ball closer to the line of scrimmage, you have to work through more traffic. So you're going to get banged up. You're going to get hit. You're going to get people coming at your lower extremities. And so there is an element there, in my opinion, where he will be a little bit more injury prone the way that he's used. And he probably doesn't have the same top end speed anymore that he once did. And maybe with what he was asking for in San Francisco and the way that San Francisco, you know, when they were operating last year, one of the things that San Francisco did a lot differently, and now granted they had tons of injuries, they had very few reps last year where Ayuk and Deebo and McCaffrey and Kittle were those top four receiving threats were on the field together. I think it was like just 59 total snaps they were on the field together.
So
that wasn't something that they really could do, but what they ended up morphing to a little bit more was a little bit deeper downfield passing team with Brock Purdy pushing the ball, throwing it into tighter windows, not nearly as much closer to line of scrimmage. They weren't using the running backs nearly as much. They were trying to get the ball a little bit further down the field, and Brock was thriving in that. And so they probably felt like, hey, there are enough negatives here with Deebo Samuel, whether it's age or injury prone or lack of upside speed or just the fact that we now are morphing our offense a little bit differently. We don't need to overpay. And maybe they felt like that was what was going to happen. They would have to overpay here. So they moved him to DC, and here in DC, like, I just think that there's more opportunity here. And one of the things is from a trade perspective, like I like what you guys have been doing a lot more from a GM perspective than I like what San Francisco has been doing. I mean, I'll just say if they don't hit on Brock Purdy, who's Mr. Irrelevant, John Lynch is out of a job. Like John Lynch, in my opinion, I don't like what he's been doing in the draft. I think he only has a job because of Brock Purdy. And that was just a total luck factor there of the drafting the guy at the last pick of the draft.
Yeah, and I wonder how hot that seat gets if they go another year missing the playoffs, and they're counting on a lot of injured players to be healthy. let's assume, speaking of GMs, let's assume the McLaurin deal gets done and that's what the offense looks like. How do Terry and Debo complement each other?
Well, I think it's a great compliment. I think it allows Terry to continue to do what he's doing down the field, but really gives a viable number two that Washington really hasn't had for a couple of years. And that takes the pressure off of Terry from having to do everything and having to be, you know, when a quarterback sees his number one is so good and then is there's a big drop off number two, number three options. And as much as you and I might have liked what, you know, Zach Ertz was bringing to the table last year, he's not that separator who's really going to be this reliable. He's great on third downs, right? And he's great on being a reliable catch guy on a fourth down. He's not breaking any tackles. He's not providing that extra yards after the catch. And so it's a high floor but a low ceiling when you're targeting a guy like Zach Ertz, whereas Debo can break things. Debo is reliable. I think – from an offensive design and the way that Kliff is going to design the offense, it really is going to make life a little bit easier for Terry McLaurin. He's going to be able to do things, I think, when you have a number two who is also such a threat with those short underneath passes, a lot of that pre-snap motion, getting the eyes of the defense to move a certain way, will help open up some things for Terry McLaurin. And this is just on the play design aspect of it, let alone the fact that, you know, when Terry is running, he might be targeted on a higher rate of catchable passes than he was last year. You know, there were probably some passes last year that you force it into your number one because you don't have faith in your number two or three, or they're not getting open for you. And so you're throwing the ball more to Terry where he's being covered and those are lower likelihood catches, or you're looking at throwing the ball somewhere else and it is a low percentage pass because you're throwing it to other guys. And as a result, you're not moving the sticks, and that right. prevents future opportunities because you're punting the football. So I just think it's a benefit all the way around with having both of them out on the field together. They're going to complement and help one another both pre-snap and post-snap with the way that they play the game. And I think it's going to give Kliff a lot more to work with.
Absolutely. And then when those corners can't play press because the quarterback will just take off and run. I think you and I both see at least a similar offensive team. I want to ask where the question marks are for you with this Commanders team. But before we do it, I know you said there's a promo code for folks that want to order the book. It seems like a heck of a deal. What is the promo code? How do you do it?
Yeah, so if you just go to sharp.football, the 2025 football preview is up there right now. It's $29.99. It's 586 pages. We're talking about the Commanders obviously now, but there's 32 different chapters, 31 chapters that we're not going to talk about, but other teams besides the Commanders. This is what it looks on print form, which you can get up on Amazon. But the non-print, the PDF is $29.99. But for you guys who are listening, if you enter the code FAN when you go to sharp.football, that'll drop the price to just $1. And for 586 pages of full color detailed analysis, you're not going to get literally better bang for your buck since it is just $1 to get ready for the season, whether you're looking at, you know, playing fantasy football, just learning about the team, want to play some wagers, whatever you're looking to do, this book's going to help you out, I think, in 2025.
I mean, I've gotten the book, I don't know, 3-4 years in a row now, and I think it's a really great way. Like, obviously, I'm in depth on the Commanders and then kind of the NFC East, and then it kind of gradually pulls out. But you can have a real knowledge base on every team in the NFL just kind of going through it. And it's really easily digestible, especially the graphics and stuff. All right. So I don't keep you for hours. I will just ask you, what do you think the biggest question mark is offensively and defensively for Washington?
So offensively, the thing that's hard for me to get my head around when I'm looking at how many wins this team is going to gain in 2025 is just their efficiency on fourth down last year. It was historical. I mentioned that earlier. I said I was going to call it up now. You know, they converted 87% of their fourth down attempts. That was the best in modern NFL history since at least the year 2000. The crazy thing to me when I started digging into their efficiency on fourth down, wasn't that Dan Quinn? I know he's like known as the gambler guy and always going for it all the time. They actually didn't go for it that much more frequently than they did in years past. They just were converting at a ridiculously high rate that's relatively unsustainable, especially when you factor in that of their 15 runs, they converted 13 of 15 runs, and they did not have a single quarterback sneak or tush push, obviously, in any one of those runs. quarterback sneaks for the hack on fourth and one to get a first down. You know it from the tush push in Philly. That's a version of the quarterback sneak. That is just a very high floor play. It's not going to have as high of a ceiling, but oftentimes it's going to get you that first down. And for the Commanders to convert 13 of 15 run plays on fourth down without a single quarterback sneak, it blew my mind. And I went through and I watched every single one of those plays. Yep, it's charted right. It's charted right. They aren't sneaking it at all. They're not they're just creatively running the football. And some of that is Jaden Daniels with his legs. Some of that is misdirection. Some of that is what have you. They're having a lot of success. I don't think that's repeatable. And so what needs to happen is the Commanders need to be more efficient on earlier downs so that they don't have to be as reliant on those fourth downs, because they're probably not going to convert at that high of a rate. And if you just took last year and moved it forward to this year, but dropped what they did on fourth down, what's going to happen? They're going to score fewer points. That's just sure. obvious, because you're not converting those fourth downs. So you got to figure out a way on early downs this year to skip more of those fourth down situations that you might be contemplating going for. Just try to be more efficient on early downs, which I think that they could be. On defense, the biggest question for me is this team going to be able to do what Dan Quinn's Cowboys did? You guys obviously hired him here because of what he was doing with the defense and how you felt like he could coach a team. In Dallas, the unique aspect of Dallas, if you go back and think back to what Dallas did well, it wasn't that they were a great defense, like down to down to down to down. What they did is they got the takeaways. They led the NFL in turnover EPA. They led the NFL in taking the ball away. They were returning interceptions for touchdowns. They were putting up points on the board. They were stealing possessions. Those are the types of things that this defense that he coached for those 3 years, where they were setting records in terms of double-digit plus positive turnover margin. They were plus 10 or better for three straight years, his last 3 years there. As a result, in last year's book, I predicted a regression from the Dallas Cowboys defense. Without him there, it's hard to repeat all that turnover luck year after year, and the Dallas defense was going to step back a little bit. The Commanders defense did not have those takeaways. I think you guys ranked 20th in takeaways last year league-wide. That has to be above league average. You have to be a team that's going to be more ball hawking and taking the ball away, whether it's punching it out and recovering fumbles or getting interceptions, getting pressure on the quarterback to get interceptions, building leads so that you force other teams to play from behind and play a little bit more desperately. That's where your offense can help your defense. It's all complementary, but you need to get more of those takeaways, because defensively, as we know, I mean, you guys ranked 25th in the NFL on the defensive side of the football last year, and there's a few more pieces that you added to the mix this year, but it's going to be hard against a difficult schedule of opposing offenses, which you are going to play. Last year you played the 31st toughest schedule of opposing passing offenses last year. That's the second easiest. You're going to be playing a more difficult schedule of opposing passing offenses this year. We know that, you know, Dallas is not going to, hopefully for them, be without Dak Prescott. We know that, you know, New York Giants, hopefully you're not, you know, they're not going to be with a Tommy DeVito throwing the passes, they're going to have somebody there who's a little bit more competent this year. And so the floor is just higher in terms of who you're going to have to go up against this year. So yeah, your defense, you need to say, we need to play a little bit better. We need to get these pieces that are in from other teams and in the draft to contribute a little bit better, but also we need to figure out ways to get those turnovers and get those takeaways, because that's going to be important, and it's something Dan Quinn really emphasizes.
Well, to your point, Joe Witt, the D coordinator who was with DQ in Dallas, repeatedly when he has talked this offseason has said that's what they've got to do better. And I don't think that's a real coaching point for this staff, and I think they're quite disappointed at how it went. We could do this for hours. I know you got a lot of stuff going on, getting the book out, lots of interviews. Thank you for the time, Warren. I really appreciate it, man.
Of course. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys' season this year.
All right, that's Warren Sharp talking to J.P. Finley. I think it was a very good interview. That book that they mentioned, you can go back to our podcast. You can get all the information to go and look at that. Listen, he puts out a lot of great information. And as I listened to him, I didn't think he was off anywhere. When he talked about the Commanders. We're going to take a break in a few, but we'll come back. We'll talk about what he said about Jaden, Debo, Cliff staying here, the questions that they have for the team, and also the offense and defense, the things that may bother them just a little bit more. I kind of differ with his opinion a little bit about the offense. He said what's not repeatable. The tush push has been going on for multiple years right now. You know what people said? It wasn't repeatable. They repeat it every year. Jaden was a rookie last year. Didn't know the offense as well as he knows it this year. And he's going to be the decision maker making those decisions. So he said they ran 13 times and they got first downs out of the 15. How about next time they know you ran heavy, they're going to start looking for it. You can throw the ball. I believe once you put him on the edges, the defense has a problem. Because if he has a run-pass option and he also has a chance to give the ball to a running back, you can't make the right decision. It was like that last year, and they started early. They started going for fourth downs early in the year. It didn't just last in the beginning of the season. It lasted as the season went on. And I believe that they can still have a level of success like that. Listen, they were 87% when they went for it on fourth down. That's high. But if they're 75%, that's high. If they go down to 75, 70%, 68, it is still far better than what most people in the league are getting. And I believe they're having Deebo Samuels now. It's going to make things a little bit more difficult for a defense to combat it. We'll take a quick break and we get back. We'll talk a little bit more about the things that Warren discussed. And he talked about the defense, but I will say this. The defense is going to take a step forward. I understand everybody think that they are not going to be good. I think they're going to be good this year. Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
right, be with you, Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Update. Rory McIlroy is moving to tie for six. He's minus three right now after 10, and I say that because Rory is from Ireland. He's the hometown boy. He knows how to play in tough weather. I think if Rory's around in the top area when the weekend comes, Rory could be a problem. Scotty Scheffler's tied with him. Matt Fitzpatrick is still leading. He finished at minus four. There are five guys tied at minus four. Scheffler and Rory are tied with another three guys for six. DeChambeau is starting to creep back up. He's plus three, though. He's not keeping up fast enough. Warren Sharp had been talking. Again, the rookies are reporting tomorrow to camp. I may get into a little bit about that, how it was my rookie year, and also the excitement level that comes in the rookie class. But he was talking about the different things happening with the team. As I said, I disagree with him about the efficiency of the offense, what it could be. And I do that because of one Jaden Daniels. Every time a rookie comes into the league, whether it's a running back, quarterback, an offense is doing well, we always say, well, the defensive coordinator is going to have time to look at film. When I look at Jaden Daniels, I think he may end up being the kryptonite to a lot of defensive coordinators. Because we talk about this VR, virtual reality deal. A lot of people are using it. You know, one person that seems to have mastered it is Jaden Daniels. A lot of people watch it, and they watch it in real time, or they watch it slower. Jaden watches it faster than real time. And it seems to translate to when he's on the football field. So just like they've been watching him over the offseason, he's been watching them. He's been trying to figure out things they tried to do to him. When I was playing, that's what I did in the offseason. I watched what the tendencies I gave off, the things I gave, the clues I gave to people to where they may have an opportunity to stop me. And I switched up stuff. Or I started doing one thing that I was sure I was doing something else, and then I switched it to doing something that next year. The following year, I switched it up. So as much as they are going to be having film on Jaden, you don't think he's going to have film on them? Then he has a guy in Cliff Kingsbury who's one of the best play callers out there. And when I watch Cliff a lot, this is what I love so much about Dan Quinn. I don't know if many people know, one of my favorite coaches of all time is Tom Landry. I understand he coached the Dallas Cowboys, but that man was an O coordinator, D coordinator, and a special teams coordinator. He had a vast mindset when it came to coaching football. And when you can coach all of them, you knew how to do something for one so you wouldn't put your other one in a bad situation. So they're going to help him too. And Cliff and Dan talk a lot. Dan talks a lot about him, and Cliff talks to him about how to implement offenses, how to run the ball against him, how to set this up, what defenses are looking at. So I think just like all these guys are going to be trying to think they're going to stop what's going on, you know what the defense is going to do? They're going to show up next year looking for them to do a lot of the stuff that they did this year. And you know what they will do? They will line up in some of those same damn situations. And at the snap of the ball, it's going to be another play off of the same stuff. And I think they'll have the opportunity to have a lot of success. So that's one thing I disagree with Warren. Now, when Warren talked about the defense and the questions he had with them, he mentioned a lot about the turnovers. I think that's key. Like last year, we weren't terrible against the pass. And you know why? Because people were running the ball well against us. They didn't really throw the ball against us. So it made when you start looking at the yardage that people were getting, it made it look better than what it actually was. I believe this year, the bigger guys they got in the middle will help them with the run game. I believe there are a lot of guys on this team, Dorrance Armstrong from last year, the guy Martin I mentioned, now JP mentioned earlier, I was talking about play with the Titans and also the Bears. You just signed Von Miller today. You're going to give those guys a chance to do one-on-one matchups. And I think I don't care if a guy is as old as Von right now or he was young when Von was a young guy. You give them one-on-one against a tackle, more times than not, they're going to eventually get that tackle because they are more athletic than the tackles. It's just a common thing. And I know we were looking all offseason for the bigger names. But it's not about the names. It's about what you learn. And as I, when people are questioning the signing of a Von Miller, I don't. Because I believe Von Miller can help multiple guys on this team become better. And if you could have multiple guys who could be able to get to a quarterback, now maybe may not have one guy with 15, 20 sacks, but if you get guys with three here, four here, five here, six there, you help your team out because people don't know who to look for. I think the overall help of him being on this team and his experience is going to help out the guys that are on this team now. And that, I think, will do exactly what he's talking about, turning the football over. Joe Witt preaches it on a weekly basis and a daily basis, actually. And I believe that if you can get to the quarterback, make him rush things or make him hold on to the ball a little bit longer, then the turnovers come. If you get a guy who gets to the point, wrap the dude up first. Now, too many times they went for the football last year first. No, you get the player, and then the next guy comes in and rake at the ball or put your helmet on the ball, punch it out, do something. If they start getting the ball rolling around on the ground and getting pressure on the quarterback, it could change that completely. And if that happens, then all of a sudden you see this team getting better on defense while maintaining what they did on offense. You know, I believe Jaden Daniels as a rookie quarterback was light years ahead of what they thought rookie quarterbacks would be. And if he was that prepared as a rookie, why would anybody think he won't be prepared as a sophomore, as a second-year guy? Why won't we think that he could come in here and be ready to give the league something that they haven't had? Hell, Patrick Mahomes was great his second year. Patrick Mahomes kept moving on his third year, fourth year, fifth year. Some guys are special. Some guys know how to adjust. And I'm not sitting up here doubting that our guy is that guy. Because what I hear the coaches and players say, he doesn't make the same mistake twice. So if he's not making the same mistake twice, and he's learned from last year, and we know he's a student of the game, why would we automatically assume he's going to take a step back and everybody going to be able to figure him out? You know, they're not. There's been many guys who come in this league as quarterback, running back, receivers, other positions. The league didn't figure him out because they kept adjusting. They stayed ahead of him. I believe Jaden is going to be that guy. He talked about Deebo Samuels. And just like the Eagle fans now seem to be overly consumed with whatever happens in Washington, well, the 49ers fans were like that a little bit once Deebo came here. But it's typical. A guy leaves your team, go to another team. What's the next thing you do? You start trying to knock him. They have installs. The guy is doing a jog or a walk, and all of a sudden these people, these brilliant people, as what's called, call them sidewalk gyms. I call them cesspool gyms. They start saying, oh, look how slow he is. He wasn't running full speed. He was doing walkthroughs, install. And the thing I love about Deebo, he talked a lot about how the 49ers used Deebo in the run game, inside the tackles. He's a tough guy. But if you are a receiver, over time, if you keep running inside the tackles, you'll get banged up. And that would happen to him. What I love about the possibilities here, Cliff Kingsbury understands how to put people out on the edges. Terry McLaurin, and I believe he's going to get signed. Terry was used in that championship game very much how Deebo is going to be used. Terry took a hitch and went to the house. Deebo is that type of guy where you give him one-on-one matchups with people, he's going to kill them. But in San Francisco, his one-on-one matchup was with linebackers in confined spaces where he's getting hit over and over again by a guy who's there to make you feel pain. But now he's going to be getting it on the edges with defensive backs, cornerbacks, who don't want to hit any damn way. Safety, some of them want to hit, some of them don't. But that safety, a lot of them, they can't hit people in space. They break down, you give them a move, you run past them. I think Deebo has that ability. And when you begin to utilize him in that form, I think he's going to be trouble for a lot of defenses. Being around Joe Gibbs, being around Andy Reid, the one thing I learned more about football is not necessarily, when you break it down, it's not a team sport. It's a matchup sport. And if you can have more matchups where you are better, you win the game. So if you, the offensive line has gotten better. If I put my second receiver or my, I put throw Deebo in a slot, you're going to end up with the third cornerback on him. I believe Deebo is a better matchup for my team than it is yours. So now he starts beating them. And then now we saw Terry was getting double teamed, contested. He catched the ball any damn way. Terry gets on the edge. You got to go one-on-one with him now because you got to have somebody watching Deebo because he's cooking your other your cornerback. He's cooking your safety when you drop him down to try to fill in. All of a sudden now you're so worried about the game. Now Brian Robinson, Austin Ekeler begins to eat you alive. That is what Cliff Kingsbury is probably right now sitting there in his office or sitting wherever, just smiling because he's going to be given an opportunity to go out there and do some amazing things. This team last year showed me a lot. In such a short period of time, they developed a great togetherness. They developed a sense of family, which doesn't happen overnight. But I think it all comes from how they put this team together. They brought unselfish veteran guys in. They brought a lot, and they drafted young guys that were all about football. They didn't draft a lot of guys who care about that silver NFL medallion. They drafted guys that care about football. And they support them and surround them with veteran guys that are not selfish. Guys that takes time and talk to people. Like I said, I travel on the road, and I always saw Bobby talking to somebody. But I was more impressed by watching Mikey Sarensteel lead groups like that. Talking to guys, getting guys together. Being a leader, it doesn't when it's inside of you, it doesn't take forever. And that young man proved right early that, hey, this is who I am. And he was that guy. And you know what happened? Not a veteran guy or a coach stopped him or Jaden from being those guys they were. That right there is special. That doesn't happen on every team. It happened on ours last year, and I'm expecting it to happen again because the little things I've seen and the things I hear, this team isn't thinking about going backwards. All their mindset is about going forward. And if they keep doing the things they've been doing, I think we're going to be impressed. And we're not going to be sitting here letting the rest of the league talk to us about what normally happens. I basically, when I went through my career, I always wanted to do something that people told me I couldn't do. And when they told me I was going to do something based off of what others have done, I wanted to prove them wrong. I think this team has that same mindset, and I'm looking forward to it. We'll take a break here. When we get back, we're going to go to some herder here first. We didn't do any bets yesterday, but we may jump in some bets today. Hey, it's Brian here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part. Rood systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruption, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and performance, perfectly balanced. Also, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. So visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey. All right, welcome back. B. Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan. As we get to our final segment of the show, sitting here watching the Open Championship. Matt Fitzpatrick still leading. Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy. Right there in -3. Matt Fitzpatrick is -4. They're putting down some good numbers today. The weather is not terrible, but it can change up rather quickly here. Just finished talking a lot about the Commanders and Warren Sharp, who was talking with our JP. And he put a lot of things out. And as I was talking about the team and what I thought, I was getting excited about the season. I know I've listened to a lot of people who are nervous as hell about what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. I just feel sometimes things are in order and it happens how it's supposed to. And I have sat here and watched this team all through last year. I went to every football game they went to. I traveled with them. I saw them at home. I watched them in training camp. I watched them in practices and all. And I was impressed by them. So when things started to happen, I wasn't surprised. And this year, they came back. And the one thing I was looking for was, will they still be hungry? Will they be still trying to improve? Or will they fall into the trap that the league and success does for a lot of people, where they would come back a little complacent, didn't care, already thought they had it all? And I didn't see that. I saw a team hungrier now than they were before. And like for me, you're like, I'm going to use the example of a little kid. So I was down in North Carolina for my grandson's birthday. And they, you know, now the new thing, they get the little cake. They call it the smash cake. They get it for the little kids or whatever for their birthday. So my daughter puts the cake in front of him and she gets him to do what she wants, because he would not touch that cake. And then she, all of a sudden, she said, you could touch it. And she took some of the icing and she put that icing in his mouth. And when he tasted that icing, he went to work on that damn cake. He slapped that cake. He started to just put it. He had icing all over his face. What the message that I'm putting out is, once you taste something good, you want more of it. And I watched this team last year. Hell, they didn't just taste it. They had us tasting it. We all sat here and we had a great time with this football team. And this is the beginning of it again for the second time. I believe that the leadership on this team, both young and old, they're still hungry. They want more of what they had last year. I saw Jaden Daniels be disappointed. Hell, we were happy as hell as fans. You know why? Because for 20-plus years, we didn't see nobody go that far in the playoffs. He wasn't happy. He wanted more. He felt they could have got more. And they came back this year with the same mindset. So for me, this is when I get chills. I know people go, oh, man, football is back, when they start minicamp and OTAs. I can give a damn about that. Now, training camp, where now all for the marbles, you're trying to bring everything together, and the coaches have their game plan to try to make people get in the peak when the season is starting. This is a special time of the year. And it's a bunch of rookies going out there tomorrow, and some of them for the first time. You know, and to be honest with you, this journey is going to come to an end for a few of these guys when they come, because they start training camp tomorrow, which is the 18th. They're playing games August 8th. All this stuff is over August 31st. So in about a month and a half, this will end for some people. In a month and a half, a great beginning is going to start for some people. And at that point, they're going to have to realize, are they going to be complacent? Are they going to continue to be hungry? So as every one of these rookies get ready to go into camp, I'm wishing all of y'all luck. You're here because you deserve to be here. You're going to move on because of what you put into it. So if you somebody who you think you're on that bubble, do not leave any stone unturned. Make sure you do every damn thing you can do to make this thing happen. Training camp is not about just going out there and practicing a little bit, going into the meetings. Training camp is about you practice. You work on extra stuff. You go and you film study when the coach is not around. You go ask questions to people. You do every damn thing you can to try and make this team, because I'm going to tell you, it's a great life. It is tough as hell. It's taxing on your body. But if you can make it and you can stay into it 4 years, 5 years, 14 years, it is one of the best lives you're going to ever have. So good luck to all the guys as you all begin to embark upon this journey, this great journey that you've been working forward to for a long time. And remember, if I met you, and I'm going to meet you, a lot of you, my number is going to be there for you if you need any kind of talk, words of advice, I'm there for you. Okay? So, all the fans out there, get ready. It's going to be another exciting year. It's not just a one-hit wonder. We're not doing that. We are not Orange Juice Jones. You know, remember that song?
Never heard of it.
You never heard of Orange Juice Jones? See, I told you you didn't know about a lot of music, Jeff. Uh-huh. Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah. Pull up Orange Juice Jones. So, is this? He was a one-hit wonder, Jeff. He had a great song. It hit, and he didn't hear from him no more. So let's go to some Heard It Here first right now, Landfill.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.